Now is the time. Now is the time to be able to sit back and think about who you are, where you're heading in life, in business, in your family, what you want your health to be like. Now is the time. Here's something really great I want you to think about. When you're listening to this, you can listen with your eyes open. You can listen to it driving down the road. You can listen to it with your eyes closed. It's entirely up to you. I want you to listen with purpose. You can become a reality architect. Now, what does that mean? That means that we have this thing called reality, which is incredibly subjective. We have architects that design things. Well, that means that you can become your own designer of your reality. Now, when we get a chance to look at that, what it means is you can either be somebody who is always responding to everything happening around them, or you be the person, you can be the kind of person who is setting intention, saying, hey, I trust myself. I know myself. I can make this great. That's the start of it. So, in my world, as in any world, and hopefully you know this language, thoughts become things. So, as thoughts become things, we put ourselves in a position to sit back and to see and to understand that as we think about a thing, maybe thinking about our life being even more amazing, maybe thinking about our business being more successful, thoughts become things. What you think about every day becomes your reality. So consequently, if you think your life is crap, if you think crappy things are always happening to you, yes, you're right, because that's what you see. I want you to take a minute. Look around. No matter where you are in this world, notice the abundance that is around you. Maybe it's the house that you're in, the fact that you have a house. Maybe it's the leaves on the trees outside. Depending on what time of year you're listening to this, maybe it's the leaves just coming out on the trees. Maybe it's the leaves on the plants in your house. Maybe it's the warmth of the people around you. Maybe it's just your ability to realize that your life is incredible, that amazing things are happening to you. You think about all the great things you have, from the vehicle you drive to maybe the bike you drive, and maybe the house you live in, the people around you, the opportunities that you can create for yourself. Now, there are some naysayers out there that'll be sitting there saying, well, but I don't have as much as them. I don't have as much as him. True. And maybe nobody ever has as much as somebody else when they talk about good feelings, when they talk about great life experiences. Maybe nobody ever has enough joy as that person over there. But we don't know that because we don't know. Therefore, you stop comparing to other people and you start taking a moment to live your life and trust yourself. When I say trust yourself, I want you to look at this. You take a moment, whether you're driving down the road, walking, working out, whatever you're doing, trust yourself. Look at your flesh and bone, your muscle, your ability to think, your ability to reason. You know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. You have the ability to stand on your own two feet and say, you know what? I am. I know myself. I know what I need. I know what I want. And if you're one of those people that doesn't know what they need, doesn't know what they want, know that you need food. Know that you may want more money. However, you need enough to get by, whatever getting by is to you. Chances are you have a lot of that. Or chances are you're laying the groundwork so that you will have even more of that. You were born to be abundant. You were born to be amazing. Each day and in every way, know that as you set this intention, an intention to have an even better life, life will become better and better each and every day. Trust in yourself. You know, many people will say, well, I don't know if I can trust myself. I don't know if I'm making the right decisions. You know that there are never any mistakes in the creational process. Therefore, as you are born into this world, you are not a mistake. Everything that you've got going on is happening for a reason. Just sit back, be in the moment, and stop worrying about whether this is right or that's right. Trust yourself. Slow things down. If you find yourself always doing things to appease other people, stop. Do things because it feels right. Stop doing things to make that person happy. Stop doing things to make those people over there happy. Stop doing things so that you're validating yourself, so that by somebody else's praise, they're saying to you, oh, you're good because you did all these great things for me. You're a great person. That's not correct. You were already a great person. You do not have to do those things. Slow down. Believe in yourself. Did you know that there's nobody like you in the world? Did you know that you are completely unique? Because the set of experiences that you've had that made you who you are, there's nobody else like that around. You are a completely unique and amazing individual. There's nobody like you around. The circumstances, whether you're a brother, a sister, an only child, adopted, the circumstances that have created you and allowed you to see the world the way you see the world, the circumstances that have done that, nobody else has that. What? Nobody else has that. You are unique. You need not worry about being like everybody else because you're not like anyone else. Therefore, be your own great self. Take a moment to listen to your inner voice. Slow things down. When you listen, relax. What is it saying? What's it telling you? Be your own great self. Trust yourself. Once you trust yourself, you will find yourself moving forward in a really, really positive way. Creating a reality that is yours, that is incredible. Now, people will say, well, I'm not in charge of my life. Really? How can you not be in charge of your life? Well, this person makes me do this. I have to go to work. I have to do that. That's true. We have to work. And it's your choice where you work. It's your choice what jobs you do. It's your choice to get training and upgrading. It's your choice to do all these things. It's your choice to have this reality become a really happy reality. Or you can make it a really negative reality. You know, whether you're really healthy, skinny, muscular, need to lose a couple of pounds, whatever. Wherever you are, take pride in the fact that whatever you were doing in life, you made that. You made yourself the way you are, whether it was through work or through eating, whatever. You had something going on and you made that. Your thoughts created who you are. And if you want to change who you are, how you are, what you look like, start from a point of view of acceptance and become that reality architect. So if by doing the things that you did and thinking the things that you thought got you to where you are now and you're happy, fantastic. Celebrate it. Praise it. Whatever you want to do. And if all the things you did, all the things that brought you to where you are, make you think, ugh, I need to change. By understanding how you used to think, and then by changing it, by finding immense joy in the moment, by seeing yourself doing the same things over and over again, if that didn't make any sense, and that is the definition of insanity, if you're expecting something different to happen, and I don't mean to sound really cliche-ish, but what I mean to say is, if you want to make a difference, you have the power to do that. Now, moving forward, find some inspiration, and hopefully you found the inspiration here. to know that you and you alone are you're accountable for your own success in life. You are accountable for your life and what you're going to do. Now, start by trusting yourself. Now, trust yourself. If you can make yourself the way you are now and you want to make positive changes, make the shift in thinking. Wherever that's going to take you, make it happen and be your own reality architect. You can do it. You've already done this. It didn't just blindly happen. You made this happen. Now, it's time to make even more incredible things happen. Have a great day.